Want to use some scripture this morning from the book of John. I'm going to start with the 12th verse. I'm going to read a lot of scripture, and I've kind of done this the last time or two. I'm probably not going to get it all covered, but I'll try to get most of it read for you this morning. But if I have a thought that I would want you to remember, it's this: before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. I am is a name that the Lord used of himself in this case, but it was, as far as I know, originally used back in the Old Testament when the Lord had spoken unto Moses and said, when you go down there and get ready to lead the children of Israel up out of the land of Egypt, and they're going to say, who sent you? You say, I am has sent me. I am. And then if you read just a little further, it says, I am that I am. And that's kind of an unusual name for the Lord, but the Lord uses it himself here. And what he's talking about is that there are a group of the Pharisees here who they're contending that they are the children of Abraham and that they are rightfully teaching that they need to be following Abraham and not this fellow by the name of Jesus Christ. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. And Jesus answered and said unto them, though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go. But ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. And Jesus, time and again, will take and use the Old Testament law. And of course, these Pharisees, they were strong believers in keeping the old Mosaic law, and they thought that they could do a good job of keeping it. When in fact they were no more able to keep it than anyone else that had been able to keep it. But they certainly were contentious with this man named Jesus. Then said they unto him, where is thy father? And Jesus answered, ye neither know me nor my father. If ye had known me, you should have known my father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple. And no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he saith, whither I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. Now listen. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Now, again, and the reason I want to call that to your attention is Jesus here once again, as clearly as can be taught in the word of the Lord, gives us to understand that the reason that people die and go to hell is not because of all of that garbage, that trash that's in their lives, but because of the sin of unbelief. We just simply cannot seem to get that conveyed to people today that it's not all of the things that they're doing that's sending them to hell. It's the thing that they're not doing. It's the thing that they're not doing. It's not believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus here said himself to these people that because for if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. When to die in their sins. I've preached a few times that on the three men that were hanging on the cross, that one of them died in his sin, one died to sin, and one died for sin. And you can put those three together there. But We need to understand that men die in their sins because of their unbelief. That's the sin that damns the souls of men to eternal hell. We as Baptists need to be preaching that more and quit being so critical of everything else that people are doing. If we would just emphasize the fact that what's important is that people believe to the salvation of their souls, instead of worrying so much about whether they're doing what we think they should or not, we'd be a lot better off. There'd be a lot more people being saved. And one of the reasons there are not people being saved more today than what are is because we're failing to get the message out there as to what it takes for people to be saved. And it's not living a good life. It's not trying to come to Elkton Baptist Church. It's not listening to Kent Parson preach. Those things never saved anyone, and they never will. It's believing on the Lord Jesus Christ to the saving of the soul that's going to count. And so what we need to be preaching more is the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be sure that people understand who He is and what He is able to do for them rather than what we can do for them, because we just simply cannot do what needs to be done in their lives for them to be able to escape damnation. And Jesus said, "I say therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am He, you shall die in your sins." Then said they unto Him, "Who art thou?" And Jesus saith unto them, "Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but He that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of Him." And Jesus again is just reestablishing and trying to reemphasize to these people, to the Jews and to the Pharisees who are listening here, that He is the Son of God, that he is direct from God, and that He and His Father are one. And there's a verse down here that I'm sure that many times you have read, and I've read it many times myself and just read right over. And then I realized the other day as I was reading, wait a minute, there's one of the things that those people were holding against the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we'll get to it in just a few minutes here. But right now, you know, they said, "Well, you know, where are you from? Who are you anyway?" And He's trying to explain to them. They're not going to believe Him. They're not going to listen. We need to understand as God's people today that because man is sinful and because he is alienated from God, they're not all going to hear us. They're not all going to believe. They're not all going to come to the Lord. And we need to understand that. But it does not release us from the obligation to preach the word of the Lord, to tell them about the Lord, to warn them to flee from the wrath to come, and tell them there is no salvation any other excepting in Jesus Christ. There is no other way under heaven that a man can be saved excepting through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. It's that simple. It's that plain. And that's what we need to be saying. We just want to keep adding things that we think. Or we want to emphasize what somebody else is saying. Or we're trying to do away with what somebody else is saying. We need to get back to what thus saith the Lord God. Jesus said, "I have many things to say and to judge of you, but He that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of Him." They understood not that He spake to them of the Father. I preached here not too long ago that one of the reasons that there's so much confusion in the world today, and there's so much confusion among many of our purportedly churches, is that we've got too many people who've never been saved. We've got too many people who are going on the basis of what they believe they need to do, And instead of understanding that there isn't anything they can do. We got people who are believing you got to live the good life, you got to do this, you got to do that, and that's not taught in the Word of the Lord. The only thing that's taught in the Word of the Lord that you have to do is you have to come to Him, and He's the only one who can save you. And if you're ever going to be saved, you've got to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't get that salvation any other way and through anyone else. Anyway, Jesus said, you know, you people, you do not understand. Then said Jesus unto them, "When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, For I do always those things that please him. And he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. You know, people want to be a disciple of the Lord. You need to be a follower of the Lord. You need to do what the Lord teaches in his word. If you're one of his children, you need to do what the word says. You need to quit worrying about what everybody else is thinking you need to do and trying to comply with everything that the church may say you need to do and get back into the word of the Lord and follow the Lord. Now, hopefully our church is following what the Lord says, but we are all human and we can be misled and we can mislead. And it certainly will happen if we're not getting in and studying the word of the Lord. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then answered him, they answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Now these people then is wait a minute. You know, we've got a good ancestry here, you know. Man, don't come to us now. We're the seed of Abraham. Man, we're the right stock. I don't know how many times I have people say, you know, I'm so thankful I had a good old mother and father and so and so, grandpa and grandma that were good, sound Baptists. Well, I'm going to tell you something. That never saved anybody. Never did, never will. Now, hopefully they had some good teachings and they were teaching you the right thing. But if you ever get saved, you're going to get saved because you come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And not because of mama and daddy or grandpa and grandma or brother or sister or anyone else. It's going to be because you come to the Lord Jesus Christ. How do you come to him? You come to him as the Spirit of God leads you, guides you, and directs you. You know, you can't even come to him unless you have that drawing Spirit of the Lord. We just get this thing so muddled up sometimes and so mixed up, and we've got so many things that we want to get at it in here because it sounds better, it looks better, and everybody likes it better. The truth of the matter is, there isn't much that we have to do about it. The Lord is the one that does all of this, you know. But we've got to have him involved in it from the very beginning. Anyway, they said, you know, we're the seed of Abraham, and we were never in bondage. And you say, if we continue in my word, then are you my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. Now listen to what Jesus is saying. I speak that which I have seen with my Father. And ye do that which ye have seen with your father. And Jesus said, you know, I'm speaking of that which I've seen with my father. I'm going to get back here to this I am pretty soon. And his I am was before the very foundation of the earth. He was with the Father before he ever came down here and lived upon the face of the earth. He knew. He was with his father. He saw what his father was doing. And he was involved in that. And Jesus said, You have seen your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if you were of Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. Jesus said, you know, if you were really of Abraham, you'd do his works. And Jesus knew what the works of Abraham were. Now listen, so ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. Uh-oh. Now, how many of you have read this before and picked up on it? You know what they're saying? Hey, you're an illicit child. Fornication is sexual intercourse between an unmarried person or persons. It can be, one of them has to be unmarried. You know, you're going to get a difference here in adultery and fornication, and there is a difference in them. Now, I'm not going to get off here in a tangent of fornication adultery this morning. Some of you go out of here and say, well, that preacher got to pray in all these preaching about fornication this morning. That's all some of you are probably going to remember anyway. But you see, that's what these people are now saying. Aha, we got you, buddy. You or the child of a fornicator. Yeah, now we're the seed of Abraham. Don't come along and start telling us about who you are. We know who you are. How many of you, as you'd read that before, had picked up on that? I hadn't, you know, just to be honest with you. I did not think about that. That's where they were going with him here. Because all of a sudden, Jesus is saying, you know, if you were the seed of Abraham, you would have been doing the works of Abraham. But you've not been doing those things. And I said, wait a minute. Who are you here to start telling us that we are not, we be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. Jesus says unto them, if God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Now listen, I want you to know Jesus is giving them some powerful words here. And he's speaking a very powerful message to these people. And they're not going to be receptive to it. They're not going to buy into this. I don't care how much truth he's telling them. And he is telling them truth. Sometimes, you know, and I realize that sometimes that, you know, we speak and people are simply not going to listen. They're just simply, they've already got their minds made up. And it won't make any difference what you say or how convincing you try to be to them. They already know. And they aren't about to change for anything under the sun. Well, Jesus is here in this situation. And he says, if God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father the devil. Ooh. Now listen. He would be in trouble politically incorrect today, wouldn't he? Yeah. Oh, Lord, you don't want to tell anybody they're a sinner and they're going to hell. You don't want to tell anybody that unless they're saved, they're going to miss heaven. We got people today who are scared to death that we don't want to offend anyone or anything. Listen to what Jesus said. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father will ye do. Ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. Now listen. Sometimes the word's pretty strong. I don't write it. I wasn't consulted about some of these things that were said here. And I'm thankful that I don't have to take any responsibility other than just to say my responsibility is to preach to you the word. Now, what you do with it is up to you. And some of you are not going to find this a very pleasant part of the scripture because you just like to think that God is so good and God is just not going to let anybody go to hell and nobody's ever going to go there and everything in the end is going to work out all right. Let me tell you something. You better get back in the word of the Lord again. And probably you ought to just start out with the New Testament. Don't go back over to Genesis and start. You'll never get out of it. When I went to Calvary in Santa Paula, when I first went there, the Sunday school class had started in and studying in the book of Genesis. And they didn't use any material other than the Bible. They're going to read it right out of the Bible. And after 2 or 3 years, we were still in the book of Genesis. And I thought, well, you know what? They're never going to know there is a New Testament in their lifetime. They're never going to get there. At this rate, let me tell you something. Sometimes it's good, and we all ought to study some out of the Old Testament, but we also need to study some out of the New Testament. We need to know what the Lord not only did in the old days, we need to know back before the foundation of the earth what went on, but sometimes you've got to have some of the New Testament to be able to know that. There isn't any of you here this morning who knew that Noah was a preacher of righteousness until you got into the New Testament. It doesn't say that in the Old Testament. It just talks about him being out there and warning the people. But the New Testament says he was a preacher of righteousness. So he was a preacher. I got to thinking last night, I wonder what preachers are going to do when they get to heaven. Now, isn't that a crazy thought to have? Ronnie, I did. I just, you know, it was just about bedtime, and I thought, I wonder what preachers will do when they get to heaven. Most of them can't get along while they're down here. And every one of them knows everything. And most of us don't know anything, if you want to know the truth. Well, they aren't going to preach, I know that. But now listen. Jesus said, ye are of your father the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. That's pretty strong. But that's Jesus speaking. And he was authority. He was the authority. He knew where he was speaking. You know, we've got some things that he cautions us about sometimes we're guilty of doing that we have no business in. He said, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Think about that. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Aren't we right then in saying that you're a Samaritan? And here now we're just adding injury to insult. You know, they're now then and not only got him as a child, illegitimate child, but now then they've got him as a Samaritan who was lower than the dogs that they had. And now then, you're possessed of the devil. Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Pretty profound. If a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Who makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. Now listen to that. Jesus said, if I was to say I don't know him, I'd be a liar just like you. That's pretty subtle. Well, maybe not too subtle. But I know him and keep his saying, Jesus said. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Yeah, he'd seen Abraham. He'd seen him in person. He'd seen him before he was. Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Yeah. You just put so much emphasis on Abraham. You look to him as your father. You're proud to be the seed of Abraham. Before Abraham ever was, I was. I am. I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. We can get so hung up on our own traditions and our own thoughts and our own way of doing things that we'll end up being damned rather than change to conform to what the Word of the Lord says. Let me just say this in closing. Every single one of us as a child of God who've been saved know who saved us. And every single one of us who've been saved know that if there's anyone who deserves to be glorified, recognized, and taught to people, It is each one of us as one of his children. But too often, we get so caught up in all of the hubbub that's going on and all the hoopla, and we get so sidetracked that we forget that we have one person that we are to serve, that we are to follow, and that we are to worship, and that we are to glorify. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ.